You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It's a one-way street when we associate with evil people. And that one-way street takes you from purity to defilement. That one-way street will take you from holiness to sin, from darkness to light, from worth and value to corruption and decay. When it comes to who we should and shouldn't associate with, the Bible is clear. We are told not to be yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship does righteousness and wickedness have? Or what fellowship can light and darkness have? What harmony is there between Christ and the devil? Saints of God, we are to come out from among them and be separate.
I once heard an interesting illustration about the people in your inner circle. If you run 100 meters with your friends and you constantly beat them, eventually you will become complacent. Eventually you'll get to a stage where you won't try as hard because no one challenges you. But if you were to go and run 100 meters with professional athletes, you might come in last, but your time will be faster. Probably much faster than when you run with your friends and come in first place. But do you know why that is? The level of effort you put in while running with athletes is greater than you would exert with your friends. And although this example isn't exactly a biblical one, it's another angle that shows that the company you keep can have an effect on you. Now, imagine if those friends weren't runners, but they were men and women who were on fire for God. Men and women who were mightily used by God. Men and women who were prayer warriors. Imagine having people like that in your inner circle. What kind of effect would that have on your own walk with God? How much would you grow in faith if you were to surround yourself with such people? So, back to those three questions. Who am I walking with? Which path am I standing on? And where am I sitting? The question is asked in the Bible, Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together unless they agree? The people around you, are you walking in agreement and sharing a common goal of fighting the good fight of faith? Are you encouraging one another in times of weakness? Or is the company you keep always throwing questions about your God? Fight to be in the presence of good company. People that challenge you to pray more, to study the Word of God more. Your faith in salvation needs to be protected, nurtured, and developed. And just as sure as the Bible says, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be deceived. evil company corrupts good habits. Make sure you're not deceived by the mindset that says, the more time I spend with them, the better chance they have of being saved.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Your approach should be to love them, minister to them, but don't then fall under their guidance or counsel. Heaven rejoices when sinners repent and we are called to preach the gospel. So do that, but do it with caution. Do it with love, but also with care for your own faith and salvation, so that you are not discouraged yourself. Protect your faith and salvation at all times.
Everyone you come across has a certain character. Some have a bad character and exhibit toxic traits, while others are the complete opposite and have a sound, godly character. These are the people who will exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. They will encourage you, pray with you, show you a godly love, and they will have a sweet spirit. At the end of the day, we need to be people who are prayerful and discerning because we have to guard ourselves. You cannot just allow anyone to walk into your life. Look at their character. Study their character. Because in one way or another, they will have an impact on you. People can have an impact on you. Some people are honest while others are deceitful. Some are trustworthy while others are liars. Some have a great work ethic while others are slackers. Your character will influence those around you for good or for evil. And likewise, the character of those closest to you will influence you for good or for evil. So here's the thing. Whoever you decide to walk with, to form a friendship with, refuse to be led astray. Refuse to be influenced, be led away from the truth and into error and sin.
The Bible makes plenty of references about the types of people you should not be around. And before I go any further, take a moment to answer the question, would God approve of everyone that's in my circle of influence? Psalm 1, verse 1 paints a clear picture when speaking of the kinds of people who should be in our lives, because the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." There's so much wisdom and guidance in this single verse when you really examine it. A person is blessed when they are diligent about who they walk with, which path they stand on, and which seat they sit on. So ask yourself the following questions about those around you. Who am I walking with? Which path am I standing on? And where am I sitting? Now, who are the ungodly people you need to be watchful of? Those who are morally wrong. Those who are actively bad. Those who are wicked or unjust. Your faith, your salvation is a precious thing that you have to guard and nurture. For you to walk under the counsel of the ungodly, you are putting your faith and salvation at risk. Now, this teaching is not to say you cannot or should not interact with unbelievers. No. On the contrary, we should minister to them and show them the love of God. However, the Bible makes it clear that it is not advisable to walk under their counsel, which means their advice or guidance. That's the key part to understand. It's not advisable to do so, and we are told many times. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." So let's explore how the company you keep can affect you. Take a look at Tom, who's a Christian. His childhood friend Brian considers himself a free spirit and always teases Tom by saying, "At least I'm not bound by religion." Tom and Brian have many conversations about faith, God, and Christianity. Brian always challenges Tom. "How do you even know who wrote the Bible? It's a form of mind control. Why don't you ever want to get drunk with us? Because of your God? Where was your God when your house got robbed? Doesn't he protect you?" Tom's faith is constantly being hammered by negative words. Tom's faith is consistently hammered by words of discouragement, words of dejection. What do you think it'll do to Tom for him to always hear toxic words like that? Inevitably, seeds of doubt will be sowed. If Tom continues a close friendship with Brian, will his faith grow? Will his belief grow? What happens when Tom goes through a storm in his life? Do you think Brian will encourage him? Let's take another practical application to Proverbs 13, verse 20, which says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed."
We as believers should be careful about who we let into our inner circle. That doesn't mean we can't have friendships with unbelievers, but we shouldn't allow ourselves to be yoked, to be tied, to be bound by them. We can't allow them to hold us back from following the Lord. Because while we might share certain hobbies or interests or life situations, at the end of the day, if we do not share the most important part of us, our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then that's a relationship I don't need to maintain. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Today, there might not be anyone in your life that you would identify as a fool, but can you identify anyone who constantly attracts trouble and often brings you into it? The devil can plant people in our lives who may seem genuine at first, but are actually harmful to our relationship with God. Those people might end up discouraging us, betraying us, and even destroying us. However, when we surround ourselves with fellow Bible-believing, Bible-practicing, Christ-loving people, then our interactions become seasoned with grace and tenderness. We become better equipped to face the struggles of life when we know that we have a support system that stands with us, that prays with us, that intercedes for us and believes with us.
Jesus Christ has loved us even as we are. Jesus Christ has and still does show us kindness and mercy and compassion. And in his words, he has given us the commandments to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And let me tell you, it's in your best interest to forgive and move on, to forgive and let go, because Matthew chapter 6, verse 15 says, "But if you do not forgive others for their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Bitterness and unforgiveness are inseparable emotions. You can't be bitter about something you've forgiven and let go of. So I encourage each and everyone listening right now, learn to forgive quickly and strive to imitate Jesus Christ. Let's be people who are full of the love of God in our hearts. Let's do away with arguments and divisions, and let's be kind and helpful to one another. Let's encourage each other in the faith. Let's be tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, and willing to advance the kingdom of God over our own self-interests.
I had to get to a stage where I had to stop worrying about the negative comments. I had to stop getting drawn into fights, which are real distractions and energy drainers. Often it's the enemy that tries to throw up all of these conflicts. So you'll waste your time and energy involved in battles that don't matter. Yes, you may be a good person and they may be provoking you. Yes, what they're saying about you may not be true. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter how good you are, how loving or kind and upstanding. People are people. And somebody somewhere is not going to like you. Someone is going to try to discredit you. God can defend you better than you can defend yourself. The way in which we think we should defend ourselves is often not God's will or way. God says, "I am your defender. I am your refuge. I am your strong tower." So we think we have to defend ourselves. We think we have to defend our reputation. We think we have to make them respect us. But in doing so, we are saying, "God, it's not enough that you said in your word that you will prepare a table before my enemies. It's not enough that you promised to defend me. I would rather take matters into my own hands."
The Bible said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." It never said no weapons will be formed. Weapons will be formed by the enemy, but they will not prosper. Weapons will be formed by the enemy, but they will not affect you in any way, shape, or form. These weapons include words, because Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." But then it goes on to say, "And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." Really get that. Every tongue. Every tongue that rises against you, child of God, you shall condemn. Meaning you shall denounce. You shall cast it down. So claim your heritage and speak the word of God over your life.
You see, if you're constantly trying to defend yourself, if you're constantly taking matters into your own hands, it will drain you. It will drain your energy. It will drain your enthusiasm. And the second thing is, if you're constantly taking matters into your own hands, you'll get distracted fighting battles that you were never supposed to fight. But may I remind you that you don't have to take matters into your own hands. God will defend you. Leave it to Him to fight your battles.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.